Merge by MP3 Toolkit.
Ahoy, hoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the premiere and thus far exclusive podcast about all things Sloppy Boys.
Woo!
No, that was the recording. It wasn't just your voice screaming woo out loud, although I'm sure you were.
Woo!
That one was a ghost. So I'm going to introduce that ghost. This podcast is about all things the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
The best rock band in the continental United States right now. And heck, even internationally.
Internationally?
Yeah, even internationally.
That's honestly pretty cool.
That voice you just heard. You know her. You love her. I love pretending like we have a familiarity and an audience built in already.
Well...
It's Tessa Brown.
Hello. Thanks for having me in your ears today. I'm happy to be here. Me, a little background on myself. I work at a company, a startup company. I will not divulge what quite yet.
We love our unemployed listeners. Trying to brag.
Yeah, this is not a brag. I also do perform improv comedy, sorry everyone, at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. And yeah, that's right, we're based out of the beautiful Sacramento, California.
Yes, the Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Not a Sacramento, California.
No. Now, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Jack and I like to race cars.
Yeah.
Driving's my passion.
Oh, yeah.
But doing this podcast is also my passion.
Oh, you baby driver?
No. Kevin Spacey's in that movie. Now it's problematic.
Oh, yeah. It's bad now.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah. It's problematic.
Edgar Wright probably listens to this. This dude loves music.
Yeah.
Probably cranking his hawk. Oi, isn't it a podcast? Whinge.
Who is that?
Edgar. With Edgar Wright?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show, Edgar. You're our first guest. In it, Governor.
Okay, bye.
I'm on my way out. That's just one of the many celebs that'll be stopping by to talk about the Sloppy Boys. Who are the Sloppy Boys? I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, I did.
You did? I'm sorry, did I just steamroll you?
No, I did ask.
Yes, and...
Tell me about the Sloppy Boys. Okay. Because I don't know a lot.
In general, or...
Yeah, but then also...
I would also like to say I don't know a lot either, so... Oh, God. So please hit us up at Sloppy Boys Noise on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know. We're not... That's smart. But the one thing I do know is the way this music makes me feel.
Yes.
And that is good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. And honestly, that's all you could ever want.
Right. So this podcast is going to be just like Are You Talking R.E.M. Re-Me or You Talking U2 to Me, except with a so far less famous band and two substantially less famous hosts. And some people say their favorite part about those shows is the banter between the hosts who are famous and who people like. But we have something those podcasts don't have.
Yes.
The best band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys.
Yes, that's right.
Who released this year, 2018, the 11-song, 27-minute, 9-second album, Lifelong Vacation.
Ooh, sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
To take a lifelong vacation. We'll get into that. We will have an episode for every single song on the album, all 11 songs.
Right.
Plus, for the music videos, maybe their Highland Park session. I think we have at least 15 episodes.
I think so.
Hopefully to tide us over until a new album.
Oh, sure. Or, you know, hopefully we don't die before then.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't die.
And that's all we could ever really hope for, is just to stick it out until the next album.
Yeah.
Or really just the next 30 days. That would be nice.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd sell for the next week. It'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Or even, you know what? Just get freaking through hump day Wednesday.
Yes. Down. Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely knew what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what hump day is.
Yeah.
I don't freaking think it's every day. I'm not some freaking corn dog.
Oh, no. It's not a dirty little thing. Like you're saying, hump day is... It's because it's the middle of the week. Wednesday, it's like the top of a camel's hump. You just got to get through.
So the week's like a camel and like Saturday would be like a camel's asshole or...
If you're doing it right.
Am I doing what right?
Yeah, if you're doing your week right, Saturday is the camel's asshole.
Sunday, I wake up. It's the camel's nose.
And it's you've gone full
it's wet, and I want to know why it's wet. It's out in the desert. How does it have this wetness?
Yeah.
Monday, where am I at on the camel?
Monday, you get to those long eyelashes.
Oh, it's a sexy camel.
Well,
I was right. It is a dirty little thing.
Well, every single camel has luxuriously long
eyelashes. Dirty little camel. Dirty, dirty little camel.
I don't know.
Does it have one hump or two humps?
Typically two.
Except when I'm there, then there's three.
There's three humps?
Yeah.
Why? Explain that.
Because I'm humping.
Oh, but you could only get through three humps and then you're out.
It's like when I go to Five Guys Burgers, they should call it Six Guys and a Hump. Because I'm there and
you're
humping.
You're the Six Guys.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about the Sloppy Boys. Okay, and why now? Why is this Sloppy Boys podcast coming out now? Because I've identified a market inefficiency that I will ruthlessly exploit until we get what we want.
Yes, and you know what we want? We want the Sloppy Boys in Sacramento, California to perform at the premier stadium that was built a couple years ago and has housed the likes of Kendrick Lamar, Paul McCartney, Lord, the Sacramento Kings. Anyone else?
Yeah. No, there have been tons of more
Kanye
events
West.
There. There have been a lot of events there, yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
Do you want to say what it is?
Oh, it's a it's a venue.
Yeah.
It's a stadium.
Listen.
Yeah.
We want the Sloppy Boys to play at the Golden One Center.
Yeah, we think you guys, honestly, we think you can do it.
We want to spread the word about the Sloppy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest music, the greatest feeling.
Sure. We want to keep those summertime vibes, you know, into eternity.
Yeah, into autumn, into spring, and into eternity. Which we...
I'm belching.
Which we might reach soon.
Yeah, but we also know that's a pretty lofty goal.
Well, no. I mean, this podcast is finna blow up.
It's
get
finna.
Huge. Dead ass.
It's dead ass finna gonna blow up.
Bowl up.
Bowl up. Bowl up.
Hey.
But there's also...
Well, okay, so right yeah. now on the Amazon charts, which are digital charts, digital music, albums... Rock charts. So in this subcategory, the Sloppy Boys are at number 5,707. And all albums are at 26,773.
Okay.
That's their rank as of this record.
Yeah, as of this record.
But we're looking to get them up there in like 15, 10?
I think that's reasonable.
One, I mean,
obviously that's kind of like, we know we can do it, but we don't want to be too ambitious.
Right. So we'll just say we don't want to be too ambitious. We just want them to play the Golden One Center.
Yes.
To get to number two on the charts.
Sure.
And to send us some turtlenecks?
Turtlenecks? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We'll just like some branded merchandise.
Yeah,
obviously, we deserve it.
I mean, okay, number one is Golden One Center. Number two, we want some swag.
Yeah.
We want to get some swag.
I want to say we want some fucking t-shirts, but again, I think that might even be licensed
by the other
Earwolf. Yeah,
the other podcast.
As a catchphrase.
But we just want maybe a crew neck sweatshirt, maybe a hat.
I'll settle for a hoodie, yeah.
Yeah, a hoodie.
Crew neck seems pretty specific.
Well, I mean, it's basically a sweatshirt without a hoodie.
Yeah, I'll settle for a hoodie. I can make it a crew neck.
That's true, you can. You can DIY that.
Yeah, I can DIY that shit.
Or some hats.
Yeah, like bucket hats. Or a Kangol.
A Kangol, that's neat, yeah.
If there were Sloppy Boys Kangols.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good for winter.
Winter's the Kangol time?
Yeah, because I imagine it's like fuzzy and kind of warm.
They're not. They're like, that's the Samuel L. Jackson ways.
Do you own one?
Yeah. Yeah, I own a Kangol.
That's cool.
I'm cool, yeah.
Why don't you wear it every single day of your life?
Oh, sometimes I gotta go to work, and I have, I'm, like, not even up to middle management yet, so if the bosses saw me like that, oh my God. It's three, we're 10 minutes in. I'm sorry. It's okay, it's funnier than what I'm saying. No. Anyways, the bosses don't like it if you show them up with a cool hat.
Mm, yeah.
They don't think too positively about that.
Sure.
They know anyone hot dogging. So, just, you know, share this. Listen to the Sloppy Boys. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if we've said that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 27 minutes and 9 seconds. All right? You could already be halfway through the album right now.
Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Pause this. Run. Yeah. Get home. Notice your wife in bed with another man. That's the noise you're making, right?
Yeah, and then you go...
Yeah, you scream like that.
Mm-hmm.
You ignore them, close the door on them.
Yes.
You'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
You get to your Amazon TV and you fire it up.
Oh, this is an Amazon Fire.
Oh,
that's
no,
good. Okay.
Didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Giving a lot of airtime to Amazon, company that sorely needs it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bezos.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guy.
Thanks, Bezos.
Yeah, Jack. And so you turn on your TV,
mm-hmm.
you turn it off Jack Ryan, which automatically starts playing.
And it's just a requirement.
Yeah, you turn on the Sloppy Boys. And then after you finish listening to the album,
mm-hmm.
you confront your wife's lover, come to terms with him
mm-hmm.
in some sort of crashing style scenario where you get into fun hijinks.
Is that what happens on that TV show?
I don't know. I was rooting. It was difficult for me to watch because I was rooting for Lauren Lapkus' character, even though she like cheated on Pete and divorced him. What is going on? Okay, so you listen to their album, then you come back, run back to wherever you're listening to this now, pop your earbuds back in, and listen to the rest of this podcast.
Yes.
So we'll let you do that now.
We're gonna wait
27 minutes and 9 seconds. They could, you know what? Actually, just pause it. That might be better than us having dead air for 27 minutes.
It's probably better.
So, who is in the band? Yeah. Tessa, who do you think is in the band? How many members would you say are in the Sloppy Boys, just hearing their full sound?
Okay. 3 for show.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's exactly correct.
Thank you.
Mike Hanford, Tim Kalpakis, and Jefferson Dunn. I'm sorry, Jeff Dunn.
Jefferson.
His name is Jefferson. I just know he
it's
goes by Jeff.
He's fancy, though.
He is a little fancy lad. I'm so sorry. That's that meant as a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I know you're listening.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah. Jefferson.
Hey.
Jeffy.
There
Jeffers.
We go. Jeffy?
Jeffers.
Okay. Jeffers. Tim Kalpakkers.
Yeah, Kalpakkers, Jeffers.
Hanfers.
Hanforders.
Hanforders.
Is that Mike or Matt?
There's no Mats.
Who's the third one?
What? I don't think we should rank them until the last episode.
I'm not ranking them. I'm trying to get them in order.
We'll rank them in the final episode.
Sure.
Of the Sloppy Boys. Sloppy Boys, you aren't allowed to listen to that one. We will rank you.
Mm-hmm.
On a couple of metrics. Cleanliness.
Hmm. Like sloppiness, yeah. Definitely dance moves.
Attitude.
Uh-huh.
How much you engage with us?
that's like probably the most important one. How much attention we get.
I'm looking at my rubric now, and that's mm-hmm. that's really gonna help your grade.
Mm-hmm.
Should pay attention to the syllabus.
It's worth 50%.
But these guys don't pay attention to the syllabus, even though they all met in college at Ithaca. That's where they met.
Ithaca, New York City. It's not New York City. It's upstate New York.
Yeah, it's upstate New York.
New York City.
Ithaca is gorgeous. Or has gorges.
Does it say has gorges or is gorges? Both of them are fun.
But it's like not gorgeous. It's G-O-R-G-E-S.
That's good.
I didn't make that up.
Oh.
That's just the t-shirt I've seen.
Sorry.
Oh my God. So they all went to Ithaca. And then they came to L.A., and they formed the Birthday Boys, a 7-person sketch comedy group.
7 people?
Yes.
That's a lot of people in a sketch group.
Thank you.
Honestly, I don't know if that's a lot.
Well, they were pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got their own flipping IFC show.
That's neat. They had a TV show in the IFC?
In? Yeah.
In the IFC?
Yeah, I was in there. It was in there pretty deep. Mm. Sorry. Just naughty little boy. Still thinking about that camel. But I don't know if they all met at college. I just know they all went to college. They moved out, had a house. That's where they all met. All the birthday boys met.
That's fun.
Except for Matt Koala, who didn't go to college there. Okay. But he was in their UCB sketch 101.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Class. Okay. Yeah. So they formed their sketch team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where did the birthday boys come from?
The birthday boys came from...
Nope. I meant the sketch. Scalopy boys.
The Scalopy Boys?
The Scalopy Boys.
The Scalopy Boys is a tribute band that's been performing at Joe's Crab Shack. I want to call them the Scalopy Boys, but they get really mad at me.
Scalopy Boys.
Yeah, the Scalopy Boys.
It's Scalopy, not Scalopy.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. We're the Scalopy Boys. They're made up of Jefferson Shrimp. That's a good play on Dutton. Tim... Cal Paella.
Yeah, that works.
Boy, I'm thinking on my feet.
Yeah.
Mike Hanford, you got anything for that?
Mike Salmon.
Mike Salmon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they formed the Birthday Boys. Naomi Odenkirk, I believe this is all secondhand regurgitation. Something that, again, we are the premier birthday boys. Stop it. We're the Birthday Boys historical podcast and the Sloppy Boys current podcast. So this is canon. If anyone knows a different story, obviously mine is correct.
Yes. Yeah, this is the premier.
Yeah, Naomi and Bob Odenkirk. Naomi was amazing in her own right. Ever heard of Bill Hader?
He's on the SNL.
He was on the SNL.
Oh.
Now he's on Barry. Great show.
Oh, that's a good show.
Okay.
That's up for some Emmys, which is on a Monday. That really threw both of us for a loop, to be honest.
There's no way we're going to get this out before the Emmys tomorrow. People are going to...
All right. Well, it was on a Monday, and that's strange.
I can't believe Colin Jost said that.
Oh, he's so funny and so cute.
Yeah, he deserves all the success he's been having.
Ugh. Michael Che, though, he's fun.
Yeah, I like Michael Che.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I also like the Sloppy Boys. Yes. So, the Birthday Boys, Naomi and Bob Odenkirk saw them. They had, like, this charity show or something like that at Christmas time. They really liked him. Bob took a shine to him, and they ended up getting an IFC show, which Bob, like, helped with. He was, like, in... I want to say every episode and at least like one sketch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But I don't want to give him too much credit for their accomplishments.
Yeah. But that's a good ally to have.
Yeah.
When you get into Holly Weird.
Yeah.
That's a good one to have.
And he really helped out Tim and Eric too. He's a fucking amazing guy. I love Bob Odenkirk so much.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Bob, if you're listening, thank you.
There's no way he's listening to this.
Well...
Maybe, I will say this, if you guys, Sloppy Boys, if you're listening and you can't get me, you can't get me the Golden One Center sold out performance, just send me Bob Odenkirk's cell phone number. I won't text him or anything. I'll just like to have it in my phone.
No, it's just good to have.
Yeah.
It's just a good one to have. But yeah. We still need the shirts or swag.
Right. Yeah, I think we settled on Kangol hats.
Yes.
Or Hawaiians. God, Tim wears some fire Hawaiians.
Yeah, good Hawaiian t-shirt.
Tim's so cool.
And so is Mike and Jefferson.
Yeah, Jeffy.
Jeffers.
Yeah, little Jeffers. But they had a show on IFC, ran for 2 seasons.
Mm.
It ended. It was on Netflix. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Oh.
If you want to watch it, I have some still on my parents' DVR at my parents' house. I think.
Oh, so just hit us up.
Yeah, and come over.
Yeah, hit us up on the Sloppy Boys Noise Twitter and Instagram accounts.
Yeah, I don't live with my parents anymore, but it's fine. We have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we can head over there and watch. I think this is the only way to watch the show now.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It also could have been deleted. Very well could have been deleted.
Yeah, we haven't confirmed if it still exists.
Anyway, the sketches are amazing. They're terrifically funny in their own right. But then it ended. And it's over. What are the boys going to do?
Yeah, what's up next?
They're obviously still boys. They got to regroup.
Mm-hmm.
Come back harder.
Sure.
Stronger.
Yes.
Faster.
Yes.
Musical-er?
Well.
They announced themselves on Comedy Bang Bang after a concerted social media push through their terrific Twitter. You should be following them. And it was... Oh, my God.
Sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
It's okay. On Comedy Bang Bang, no one was sure if it was a bit or not. Then they dropped a damn album that's...
A ding-dang album.
Ding-dong album that was just incredible.
Yes.
Highest production values, beautiful songs, great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's where we are now with the Sloppy Boys.
Right. And they also had a Highland Park session... that's on YouTube. We'll probably talk about that for an episode. That came out before the album, but yeah, nice. They shred, and they're made up of Mike Hanford, who does questions for John Lennon on Stitcher Premium. Great guy. The super funny characters on Comedy Bang Bang sometimes. Yeah. So and he does, but more germane to our conversation, he's lead vocals sometimes, and he fucking shreds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down and there.
What do you think about Mike Hanford?
Is he the one with the longest hair?
I think it depends. I mean, as of right now, yes, but we'll see, you know.
Okay, then that... he's fun, so I guess I don't really know too much about him. But if he's lead vocals, that means that a lot of the songs...
Some of the times.
Okay, then I honestly could not tell the difference between any of them. Like, on a music...
You don't think Tim and Mike's voices sound like distinct, or
they probably do, but
Tim Kalpakis up next, my fucking guy. I love him so much. Again, I'm sorry. We'll save that for ranking the people at the end. Tim's so cool. Can you blame me? He'll know. That's a joke that he does that I'm just repeating. He'll like that.
That's good.
He might have even been saying it.
Like, that's a fun little Easter egg, they call him.
Yeah.
Don't they call him a little Easter egg?
Right, yeah. If you know that Tim Kalpakis has used this joke to greater comedic effect, you will enjoy me repeating it.
And tweet at us, the Sloppy Boys Noise, on Twitter.
What should they tweet at us on Twitter?
Just like an emoji of an Easter egg.
Yeah, send us eggs and send us feedback. Anyway, so Tim is also lead vocals and also fucking shreds. Does this... sound familiar? I'm One Hell of a Dude. That's Tim's voice. And then other songs are Mike's voice.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into the songs in future episodes.
Right.
And we'll have to break that down because I'm a novice when it comes to Sloppy Boys.
What about Tom Collins?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the drink and the song.
Mm-hmm. That's Tim's voice.
Oh, that's a fun song. Oh, sorry. Keep burping. Oh, that's a fun song.
Do you want to stop?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just to paint a picture, Tessa is crying, screaming to stop.
I can keep doing it.
And I wet myself a while ago.
That's independent of this.
Right. I thought I was going to be funnier, and also I wet myself.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Jeff Urson. Jeffers. Jeffy. Who fucking bang bangs on the drums all day.
Yeah. Someone got to do it.
Well... He's actually good at it.
Yeah, too. But someone's also got to do it. And you know what? We got Jefferson doing it.
That's true. He had to do it to him. And he also gets to sing sometimes, too.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So they all do. Yeah. This is such a democratic band, egalitarian. Mm. They switch off instruments. They're like, all seem to understand musical theory. And
sure.
Yeah. I mean, you look at a band like, name your favorite band.
My favorite band? Oh, man.
A band.
Just any band.
Yeah, it's just for a bit. Okay, that's going to suck.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie. You think Ben Gibbard can get on the drums?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh.
Let's say that maybe he doesn't.
Well, my analogy's already falling apart. Like his marriage to Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, Zooey. That's how you say it, right?
I didn't quite hear that.
Zooey Deschanel.
What?
Zooey Deschanel. Zoe? I think it's French.
Yeah. She was on Bones.
Was that her? No, that was her sister. Her sister's on Bones.
She must have guessed it.
Maybe.
If not, all right. guys, we're gonna play the gold. We're gonna get them to play the Gold One Center.
Okay.
We're gonna get swag, and we're gonna have them record another episode of Bones if Zoe, say her name again.
Zoe Deschamps.
If she's never guested, we'll get the band back together. We'll call it a New Girl reunion because more people like that show.
Yeah, this is a fun show.
It'll just be a secret Bones episode.
A secret Bones
episode. Yeah, secret Bones.
Secret Bones.
And you and I are in it as David Boreanaz.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Both of us are playing the same character.
You can be on top of and we'll be in a big trench coat. I'll be holding you up.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Of course. He does have very feminine features, I imagine.
Yeah, he likes hockey. Just know that. He's a Flyers fan.
Okay, what do we got? What's up next?
It's funny that you asked.
Yeah.
We're coming to a fan favorite segment in the show, Tessa Time.
Oh boy, you surprised me. You didn't. I knew about this. Okay, Tessa's time. This is a time where I just get to just friggin' rail or be good on or just like really just praise something.
Rail or be good on.
You know those common phrases. I'm gonna just rail on it or I'm gonna be good on it.
Yeah, it's this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah, true or false. Rail or be good on.
Yeah, black or white. All right, what's my... I need a topic.
Okay. Music.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Just first episode, let our listeners know. Obviously, they love the Sloppy Boys, but we're trying to get them to tolerate us.
Yes.
What musically are you into? I think you have great taste in music.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. Yeah.
Did not sound like you believed that at all.
That's very nice. I think...
You're rolling your eyes.
Generally, I like what Spotify suggests to me based on other things that I listen to.
Their algorithm is not one size fits all. You can't just act like what Spotify gives me.
Yeah, I mean, I think
the same for everyone.
They do a pretty good job, and I think especially because it's summertime, and again, seasonally, my tastes kind of change. So with summertime stuff, I really like kind of like what's the word? Like
music?
Like no, but like beach grungy, like day wave is fun. Poolside, I like English Hazel. Hazel English.
Are you talking about coffee flavors?
Oh, that's good.
What? I've never heard English Hazel.
I think it's actually Hazel English.
is that?
It's a musical artist.
Oh, it's a band. Okay.
It's a band, yeah. No, and that's generally like right now I like that type of vibe. The band Husbands I've been really into lately, which is a very like kind of shoegazy, like... I don't know. I'm probably like just throwing down words that don't apply to it. But yeah, that's the type of thing I like. But generally, I'll just let Spotify really take the wheel. Like sometimes I'm like, you know, some people say Jesus take the wheel, but I'm like, Spotify take the wheel. And I'll tell you, sometimes they throw out some weird doozies. Like really, Spotify, you think that I want to listen to Shania Twain?
Do you?
Sometimes, because sometimes I'll go on a 90s kick. And that's too. I'll throw in some 90s alt rock and 90s pop.
Well, what I was hoping to do with this is tie it back into the Sloppy Boys, but I didn't know any of the musical artists you said besides Shania Twain. Yeah.
So I guess you couldn't really...
Well, I'll say this. You think Shania Twain's good? Yeah. Wait until you hear the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they make you feel like a woman?
They make me feel... like I'm standing on the backs of giants. Like I'm the pinnacle of human evolution. Like everything that has ever happened has led me to the point where I can listen to the Sloppy Boys. Like maybe there is an intelligent creator that foresaw this one scenario out of all these multiverses where I could be happy listening to the Sloppy Boys. That's how they make me feel usually. And like I want to party.
Party with the Rams. Party with the Rams. Now.
All right. Anything else for Tessa's time?
No, that's it. I think I tied that one up with a little shiny red bow.
But there's nothing you want to just get off your chest from the week?
Nope.
All right, just do your outro music and we're good.
Tessa's time.
Thank you. And now it's time for the final segment of our show.
Yes.
The Boys About Town.
The Boys About Town. The Boys About Town.
The boys are working and doing their things.
Oh, the boys are back town. Boys about town. Whoa.
Hopefully we didn't play too much of that song so we don't get a copyright issue.
It was a remix.
Oh, well, we should be covered then.
Yeah.
And thank you to our engineer, Stella, for recording all of this.
Thank you, Stella.
Stella's Tessa's cat.
Well, she's my cat, but legally Jack owns her. Legally Jack is her father.
Yeah, I owned her. She tried to come in with some bitch-ass rhetoric,
You owned and pwned her.
Yeah, logically, I really ran circles around her.
Yeah, she's never been the same.
Yeah. So the boys about town, saying what the boys are up to, want to pump up the boys' projects.
Yeah, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump up the boys.
Yeah, maybe we change the name of the segment. Wanted to sing that.
That's better.
You wanted to sing that more than the boys about town.
You know what? This podcast is like the Constitution. It's a living, breathing document meant to evolve.
Right, and we have guns. Pew, pew. Ow! My boner from the camel. Sick callback. I'm really good at this. So, Tim is... Oh, no. That yawn you heard wasn't you. That was our co-host.
I'm so sorry.
You wanted to do this. Okay. Tim is writing on the Sarah Silverman show on Hulu. Not the Sarah Silverman show. Sarah Silverman's show, I Love You America. Or maybe I Love America. It's on Hulu.
Yes.
Sarah Silverman's latest project. So watch that.
Very cool.
Because Tim's writing on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike had a... if you go to his Instagram, I think it's still on his Instagram TV. I think you can find it on YouTube. He did a John Lennon thing called John. It's like 8 or 9 minutes long. It's great. Mary Holland's in it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'll give it a look and listen. I'll give it a look and listen.
A what?
A look and listen.
Okay. So that's one. Hopefully everyone gives it a look and listen.
Yeah.
Jeff, I don't know. Jeff, please let us know.
Yeah.
We don't mean to minimize whatever you're doing. We just don't know what it is.
We don't know. But you can contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Sloppy Boys Noise.
Jeff is doing really good stuff on Instagram.
Stories?
Yeah, his Instagram stories.
That's good.
It is good.
Yeah. And nice.
Yeah. Hopefully it's lucrative.
Okay. And what are you up to?
No, this is for the Sloppy Boys.
Oh, we're not going to rep our own stuff?
No.
Okay.
Or you can. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I just wouldn't feel comfortable equating it with the work they're doing.
Oh. We're not really doing much.
Well, you have shows this weekend, right?
I have some shows. I'm also working on reorganizing my closet. Let me tell you guys. It's in disrepair. And so I went to the Container Store today.
This is perfect for Tessa's time.
Well, the topic wasn't reorganization.
I gave you open carte blanche.
You gave me music.
I said anything else?
That's it.
We're closing up the Boys About Town.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, but tell the people when your shows are this weekend.
Oh, they're on the Friday and the Saturday at 8 o'clock, 10:30 on Friday. 9 o'clock, 10:30 on Saturday, the Sacramento Comedy Spot. It's going to be a fun time. Go to saccomedyspot.com/calendar to get some deets on that. And Jack over here, he's also in some shows, but...
No, I don't care about that.
But
you were the only
one
funny on this podcast.
That's not true. Stella's here too.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's close it up.
All right, close it up, close it out for this week.
Next week, we will be going through the first track on Lifelong Vacation. Thank you for sticking with us. We love you.
We love you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Sloppy Boys Noise.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sloppy Boys Noise.
We'll be back next episode with another week. We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, remember,
keep partying.
I'm so fit. Bye. This has been a production from Stella. End it.